The U.S. has signed a ceasefire pact with an Iranian opposition group that the State Department identifies as a terrorist organization. The unusual deal concerns some 10,000 armed militia who operate inside Iraq. They want to overturn the religious government of their home country, Iran, just across the border. U.S. officials say the truce is an attempt to promote security. Critics say it undermines the American war on terror. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The People's Mujahideen made the U.S. list of terror groups in 1997, but it's been around a lot longer. It's carried out dozens of bombings against Iranian military and government officials, killing civilians in the process. In the 1970s, its attacks also killed several American military personnel and civilian contractors, and the Mujahideen backed the seizure of the U.S. embassy in Tehran in 1979. During the recent war in Iraq, the U.S. bombed several Mujahideen camps. At U.S. Central Command in Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks first hinted at a deal with the group on April 17th.
We know that there's a presence of the Mujahideen Khalq inside of Iraq, and indeed we have been targeting them for some time. There's work that's ongoing right now to try to secure some sort of agreement that would be a ceasefire and a capitulation. That work is ongoing and it will most likely unfold within the coming days.
In fact, the ceasefire had been signed 2 days earlier, but military officials only confirm it now. Under the agreement, the U.S. says it will not attack any of the group's camps or vehicles or the fighters themselves. In return, the People's Mujahideen agrees not to attack U.S. forces or Iraqi infrastructure like oil or transportation facilities. In a controversial move, the ceasefire allows the Mujahideen fighters to keep their weapons for now and defend themselves against a rival Iranian-backed militia that operates in Iraq.
I never would have dreamed that the United States would do that.
Gary Sick is a Middle East expert at Columbia University. He says he finds the ceasefire and its conditions extraordinary.
It'll put us in exactly the same position that Saddam was in, basically, of supporting a group that the United States officially identifies as a terrorist organization, and that we can use it for two purposes. One, basically, to let them fight our battles for us, which Saddam used them for security purposes, and he used them against the Kurds and other organizations. And it could also be used as a trading card with the Iranians.
If Iran initiates reforms sought by Washington, Sick says, U.S. forces then could crack down on the militia. Spokesman for the People's Mujahideen did not return phone calls. Despite its terror label, the group has support from dozens of congressmen, ardent opponents of the religious regime in Iran. Analyst Sick says the Mujahideen has cultivated backers by portraying itself as an enlightened alternative to the mullahs, but he says it's anything but.
It has its own cult of personality. It's definitely not democratic. And the fact that it, you know, promotes itself as a supporter of human rights and the like is really pretty cynical and ironic.
A State Department official agrees the Mujahideen is a brutal group. But speaking on condition of anonymity, he calls the ceasefire a pragmatic tactical move with two aims. First, to help U.S. forces in Iraq move from fighting to stabilization efforts, and second, to gain intelligence. The official says the U.S. hopes to learn which other terror groups Saddam Hussein supported. The State Department official had no details of what may happen next with the People's Mujahideen, but he says he assumes an outright surrender is in the works. There's been no change in the U.S. position, he says. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.